There may be as many as a half a dozen sites in Texas where people who were thought to potentially pose a threat to U.S. security were held. The biggest internment camp in Texas was at Crystal City, about an hour west of San Antonio. Heidi Donald and her family spent 15 months at Crystal City. She was not quite 3 years old yet when she arrived in 1943, but she remembers little things.
I remember the dust in the summer, horrible, thick, wild dust.
Her father was of German descent, but lived in Costa Rica when the war broke out. He and his family were brought to the U.S. nonetheless. When the family arrived in Crystal City, her parents started a nursery school. Her father worked on the camp. Her mother made clothes. She says, in a lot of ways, it might have been like a regular little community if they hadn't been forced to stay.
You can talk about it being ideal in many ways in a functioning community, but every single one of us was traumatized. I went through years and years and years of hellish nightmares.
4,751 people were held at the Crystal City camp during the war. And even as the children among them get on in years, time is running out to collect their stories.
The main theme that I've received from the people that I've been able to speak to so far is, above regret or anger, is that they want the story told.
William McWhorter is with the Texas Historical Commission.
They want to make sure that future generations understand that this is part of the World War II history as much as the attack on Pearl Harbor, D-Day landings in Normandy, or the end of the war in Europe or the Pacific.
McWhorter says the commission wants to put historical markers at the sites of the camps around the state in hopes of encouraging more people to hear the story of those interned in Texas. Matt Largie, KUT News.